Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Tyson Foods says its plans for a chicken plant in Kansas are on hold while it moves forward with its Tennessee project.
Well, Springdale, Arkansas-based company announced Monday it would build a $300 million chicken production complex in Tennessee. That's expected to create more than 1,500 jobs when it begins operation in 2019. A Tyson spokesman said Monday the company has still interest in Kansas and will continue to consider potential sites in the state for expansion. Tyson withdrew their support amid public opposition over a plant in Tonganoxie. The company then began looking elsewhere, and officials in Sedgwick and Cloud County, as well as Coffeyville, then pursued the project. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A fire forced the evacuation of the Homestead Assisted Living Center in Augusta Monday. A sprinkler went off and contained the fire. 30 residents were evacuated by staff for about an hour before they were allowed to return to the facility. KSN News spoke with Augusta Department of Public Safety Major Ray Marbutt.
The building was evacuated by the staff, which did an excellent job on getting them out and getting the shelter.
There were no injuries. Authorities determined that the fire began as a grass fire outside the facility. Police are looking for a masked gunman who robbed a Jimmy John's restaurant near 21st North and Mays Road in West Wichita.
When officers arrived, they made contact with a 22-year-old male employee who reported an unknown suspect had entered the business, brandished a firearm, and pointed it at employees. The suspect demanded money, and money was taken by the suspect, who then fled the business.
Officer Charlie Davidson says about $1,600 was taken. Suspect is a white, heavy-set male in his 30s. The Kansas Department of Labor pegged the Wichita area unemployment rate at 3.4% in October. That's down from 4% in September and below the statewide jobless rate of 3.6%. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
And we're not finished yet. I mean, we know that there are some jobs in the pipeline that we're working on right now that's going to drive that employment rate even lower.
Well, commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS. One airman is dead, another injured after an Air Force training jet crash.
The crash happened about 14 miles northwest of Laughlin Air Force Base near the Amistad Reservoir on the Texas-Mexico border late Monday afternoon. One airman died at the scene. The other rushed to Valverde Regional Medical Center in Del Rio, Texas. 47th Flying Training Wing Vice Commander Colonel Michelle Pryor says, quote, "When a tragedy like this occurs, every member of the U.S. Armed Forces feels it." A T-38 Talon is a twin-engine high-altitude supersonic jet trainer used to prepare pilots for frontline fighter and bomber aircraft. It has an exceptional safety record, according to the Air Force. The T-38 has a crew of two, a student and an instructor. It's unclear which survived the accident. Identities have not been announced, pending notification of family. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
The White House has been promising to get its tax cut plan signed into law before Christmas. But Fox's Allison Barber reports the hurdles are mounting for the plan.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he plans to take the bill to the Senate floor after Thanksgiving. The question is, can he find the votes to actually pass it? Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee passed their version of tax reform late last week. Every Democrat on the committee voted against it, and right now there are quite a few skeptical Republicans. The main concern is a provision that repeals Obamacare's individual mandate. It's a provision the Senate bill has. The version passed in the House did not touch it. The White House now seems unsure about keeping it.
Some fiscal conservatives also say they're worried about how much the cuts may add to the national debt. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday morning, November, say November 14th. That's not right, though. November 21st.
Yeah.
I forgot to change my calendar.
Well, that's the... You forgot to change your calendar for 2 weeks?
Yes. 610 now. Let's check traffic with Jad. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I'm just saying.
I know.
This morning, we've got smoke in a building.
Yeah.
Reported at the YMCA, North YMCA. That's in the 3300 block of North Woodlawn. Smoke reported in the building. They actually evacuated the building there. Got fire crews on the scene. They're saying it's light smoke in a boys' bathroom, but they did evacuate that building, so might want to avoid that area this morning. It's the 3300 block of North Woodlawn. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Interrupting a few people's morning workout, I'll bet.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover thickened up overnight across south central Kansas. We expect a cold front to move through and a clearing sky this afternoon. Our high 56. Winds will shift to the northeast behind the front, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be much colder. Our low 23. Sunny 48 for the high Wednesday. We're back in the upper 60s on Thanksgiving. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a mostly cloudy sky. We've got a southeast wind at only 5 miles per hour. And 37 degrees. All right, it's Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. How's that?
Yes.
Had a sunny, breezy Monday across Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 64 degrees, normal high 54, so 10 degrees above normal. And windy. We had a wind gust of 39 miles per hour recorded in Wichita. And on this date in 1980, an estimated 83 million TV viewers tuned in to the CBS primetime soap opera Dallas to find out who shot J.R., played by Larry Hagman.
Ah.
Turned out to be Kristen Shepherd, played by Mary Crosby.
Right.
That was huge. I can't believe it was that long ago. 1980. Wow. Time flies.
Yes, I was 3 years old.
Just a little baby there. An Omaha bus driver says a man punched him after he refused to stop to pick him up. Police were called to a downtown intersection last Friday when the driver didn't answer his radio. Officers found the bus with the driver sitting outside complaining of dizziness and nursing a cut to his nose. He says a man tried to wave him down, but it wasn't a posted bus stop, so he kept driving. About 20 minutes later, the same man got on the bus and punched the driver several times in the face before running away.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a crime right there. Yeah,
way to go. Because he couldn't get on the bus. Well, he can't stop if there's not a stop there. That's the way the rules are.
It's not a valid reason for punching somebody
for bus
out.
Drivers. Yeah. A woman whose pickup truck displays an expletive-filled message to President Trump has added an identical rant aimed at a suburban Houston sheriff. Karen Fonseca says Fort Bend County Sheriff Troy Nels messed with the wrong person when deputies arrested her last week on an old, unrelated warrant for fraud. Nels had posted a photo. Nels, the sheriff, posted a photo of the truck on Facebook last week to identify the driver after getting complaints. Nels says publicity about the truck brought the August warrant to his office's attention. So the truck alerted him to the warrant, and they went after her, and now she's using expletives on her truck about the sheriff.
Sounds like a classy lady.
Yeah, some of you out there painting cuss words on your truck. That seems like a person who's not very much, I would say not a serious working type person who has a job or something like that.
Yeah. You know what I hate seeing on a vehicle? I hate seeing any kind of political message
on a
vehicle.
I don't
care what side of the aisle it is.
Yeah.
So much of that gets left on for so long. You see people running around with, Mondale bumper plates.
Yeah, I don't. I don't put stickers on my.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I take that back. Now, in my new car, I don't have anything on there, but.
No, you don't.
The car that I drive now, the 2002 Tribute, has something to be about being an Air Force dad on it or something
like
that.
Well, that's
pretty negative. That's pretty neutral,
Yeah, it is.
But I don't have, I never have put a lot of decals and whatnot on my car windows.
No.
Some people do.
Of course, you've got the personalized plate.
Then you've got, and you've got those people who will, go out and they'll. What do they call them? Those fru cars or something. There was a woman in our Riverside neighborhood a while back. I mean, the car was covered with all kinds of things that she'd pasted or glued onto it, like flowers and little figurines and stuff like that.
Ugh.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. I can't remember what we called that car. The Fru car or something like that. Mm. The craft car.
Well, you know, it's other people's cars.
Well, yeah, you can do what you want. Yeah, but I don't know that I would ever use swear. No, I wouldn't use swear words on a car.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Probably stay away from truck nuts.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah.
6:15 now, Steve and Ted. Last evening, personal note, my wife and I went to visit, took two of our granddaughters to go and visit our other two granddaughters down in Derby. My son's granddaughters, Evan and Sammy Joe, and their brother, Reese, have a new dog. It's a little puppy. It's a Boston Terrier. Her name is Olive, and she is a cutie. And the girls, my other granddaughter's been bugging me to go see the dog, so we went down, saw the dog last night, had a good time. My cell phone, for quite a while now, I haven't been able to log into Facebook like I want to because the icon, every time I bring up the icon that's on the face, it's some guy in maize. I mean, I don't know how this happened, but it's been like that for a couple of years, really. And we're doing a selfie, and I was going to Facebook it to my, you know, put my Facebook it. And of course, Evan, my 13-year-old granddaughter, takes over. She said, let me do it. She says, what's this thing? And it was pretty soon after about 10 minutes, she had to uninstall the guy twice and install me again.
Yeah.
But after about 10 minutes, she got it fixed.
Good.
So I'm thinking, you know, and we've got guys around here.
I'm
not talking about you. I
was going to say, I uninstalled and reinstalled your Facebook, and it still was wrong. Yeah.
We had to do it twice for some reason. But I was going to say, you didn't get it done, but we were limited on time, and she took over. But that begs the question. We have several guys around here that are probably making real good money.
Oh, yeah.
As computer experts.
Yeah, that
and
doesn't include me.
I'm not including you.
I know you're not talking about me now.
But, you know, and I've got a 13-year-old girl in Derby who would probably do it part-time for about maybe one
for maybe just a little bit more than I make.
One hundredth of the money for these guys. And at the end of the evening, she got out her guitar and played a song for me and sang a song.
Wow.
And our computer guys around here, you know, they don't sing. So maybe I'm just some
I wouldn't ask them to, that's for sure.
Some of you business people out there, I know the computer guys have got you convinced that they're the only ones who know about this stuff. Go to a junior high school.
Yeah.
And you can't hire anybody under 16, I guess.
Hey, computer stuff is my generation.
I know. It's your generation.
That's past me.
Oh, she's a whiz. Every time I got a problem, I'm going to go to Evan and see what happens. What it has to do with it.
Yeah.
The song she sang was the George Michael song, Never Gonna Dance Again.
Oh.
And she had her own rendition of that, played it on her ukulele. So, anyway, we had a great evening in Derby with the grandkids. 6:18 with Steve and Ted. Hey, it's time for Leadoff Sports. Jad's on the sports desk today, and we had a game in Hawaii that, I gotta say, quite a barn burner. The Shockers playing out there against Cal, and hey, I was listening on the radio and I gave up on it. Second half. Yeah, I thought Shockers were gone.
Yeah.
Were they down 18, Jad?
Yeah, they were down 18 at one point. It came out cold. The first half was just terrible.
Yikes.
They trailed at halftime by 9. They were down by 18 at one point, but the Shockers eventually turned it up in the second half. You heard it over on KEYN 103.7. Mike Kennedy with the call.
82-80, Wichita State on top. High post, Morris turns, looks. 10-footer, good. He has been incredible down the stretch. He's got 25.
Yeah, Shaq Morris.
Shaq took over, huh?
Yeah, he really, really turned it around. Of course, Landry Shamet had 23 points on the night, too. So,
yeah.
They came back. Number 6, Wichita State beats Cal 92-82, 10-point victory. The Shocks earn a spot in today's semifinals against Marquette. Pre-game coverage of that game begins at 11:30 this morning.
Wow.
Over on 103.7 KEYN. Now, here's an interesting contrast. Wichita State got a 10-point win yesterday. The Wichita State women's basketball team, they lost 68-56. To Tennessee, number 12, Tennessee. But you know what? Comparatively, I think they might have come out looking a little bit better because the Shockers were just getting destroyed all the way up until the end of the game. Wichita State women, they only trailed by one at halftime to the number 12 Lady Vols. And they matched the Vols with 20 points apiece in the fourth quarter. The difference was only one quarter. They were outscored 9-8 in the third quarter.
Mm.
Yeah. So the Lady Vols get that... The Lady Vols get that 68-56 win. But the Shocker ladies look pretty good. There's about a 10-minute stretch that made them lose that game.
Playing Tennessee, a ranked team.
Yeah.
How about that?
So they looked pretty good yesterday. Next up for the Wichita State women, the UNM Thanksgiving Classic Tournament. Shockers taking on host New Mexico, and that's Friday night at 8 o'clock. Fairly routine win for the K-State men's basketball team last night. An 80-58 win over Northern Arizona in Manhattan. Next up for the Wildcats, the Las Vegas Invitational. K-State will face Arizona State on Thursday. The number 3 or 4, depending on which poll you're looking at, KU men are hosting Texas Southern for their first on-campus game of the Hoop Hall Miami Invitational. Pre-game start at 6 o'clock tonight on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And we've got Butler basketball right here on KNSS tonight. The Butler Grizzlies hosting Cowley. Pre-game start 7:15. Our good friend Dennis Higgins with the call. Sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
All right, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Garden City Anthem Hoopster Aftermath. That's coming up with Todd, Steve, and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.